option on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party and join us by going to theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's theamericanfreedomparty.us.
skipped the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36570.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the program, folks. You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report. This is your host, James Kelso, reporting live from North Dakota, from whence we bring you this show every Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. This is a call-in show, and thank you so much, those of you that have been regularly calling in. And any of you listening, you are very welcome to call in with questions and comments on anything pertaining to the American Freedom Party and the issues that we are addressing as a political party. That call-in number, I'll give it to you now, so you can have it ready. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. That's the phone number you'll find on the republicbroadcasting.org webpage, on the broadcasting page below the picture of the current host, current radio show on the air. In this case, the American Freedom Party Report. That white-haired fellow on the snowy mountain there is yours truly. The phone number 800-313-9443 is right below that picture. In case you don't have a pencil handy now, you can find it on your computer in a matter of moments. The American Freedom Party Report is designed to familiarize you with the American Freedom Party and to encourage you to become active, to join the American Freedom Party. You'll hear promo pieces for us in the breaks through our show, which is 2 hours long. And those will direct you to websites and addresses at which you can take out a $25 one-year membership in the American Freedom Party. And I surely hope that you will do that if you have not already done so. Those of you who are already members of the American Freedom Party, let me give you another phone number, my own, that you can call. That is 701-317-5317. 701, that's in North Dakota, 317-5317. And one reason that I'm giving out this number at this time is that I will be calling as many folks affiliated with the American Freedom Party as I can over the next week. Every day I'll be calling as many people as I can fit into my day. So you may well get a phone call from me if you have a phone number on file with the American Freedom Party. And if you don't and would like to get a phone call, just call me up and I'll call you back, or we can talk right there at 701-317-5317. One of the things that I am broaching as a topic with folks that I call this week in this calling campaign is the theme of recent editions of this show, which is the upsurge of nationalist, populist, patriotic political parties in Europe, which are challenging the established monopolist parties in each European country, which are precisely analogous to the American Republican and Democrat parties. It's remarkable how, really without an exception, every European nation has at least a pair of globalist parties that have controlled the political landscape for decades. And this has left patriots like those of you in this audience feeling left out and without a home. Well, the reaction to this unnatural situation has set in. And in every European nation, they all have the same situation, the same conditions, the same problems, and they have the same ruling monopoly elites running their political parties that refuse to address those problems or are actually, more truthfully, causing those problems. The biggest of which is dispossession. Wilmot Robertson's term, a very apt term coined in 1972 when he wrote, or when he published a book that had taken him 10 years to write, The Dispossessed Majority, came out in 1972, probably still the most earth-shaking book in the Patriot cause. Resistance to that dispossession has set in every European nation. I've got a little small emergency there on my computer, and I'll have to take care of that in just a moment here. I'm casting around at my feet for a missing plug. So we will be today talking about this revolution that's going on in Europe. And the I've got new news since last week's show. There have been, as we predicted, there are not much of a prediction really, the flood of articles and news coming out of Europe is accelerating as we approach the election, which takes place May 22nd through 26th, or maybe the 25th actually, May 22nd through 25th. Voters, 350 million potential voters across Europe, will be voting in 28 European Union nations for a 751-member European Parliament. And the stunning thing that's about to happen, this is what I'm calling our members about in the American Freedom Party, is that parties analogous to the American Freedom Party, whose fundamental tenet is that we must restore our own sovereignty, we must preserve our own nations, and that means having borders and restricting immigration into our countries of an endless flood of aliens who would like to occupy us, our countries, and dispossess us. These political parties, well, this is their central plank in opposition to the unlimited immigration, are set to score very big victories in the European Parliament elections. So of the 751 members, they will be electing a significant number of members. They will have a kingmaker status or a tiebreaker or decision-making power in the European Parliament. So they will be able to, at the first measure of their power will be they will be able to stop further growth, further expansion, further destruction of European sovereignty and nationality by the European Parliament. Start into my sheaf of articles here that have come up this week with one from The Slate. And it is entitled Right Wing Anti-Immigration Party Leads Labour and the Tories in UK Poll. Now, this is stunning. This is a new development. The new poll has the United Kingdom Independence Party actually leading all parties in England. I'll come back to that as soon as we return from this break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome back, folks. You know, just a little personal touch here, personal comment. The folks listening to this show realize that you're the pioneers, you're the vanguard of a resistance in America, as are your fellows in Europe and Australia and other European nations. And the... If you're wondering whether what you personally do makes a difference, it certainly does. Because at this point in a movement, what we're doing hangs by small threads, individual efforts. And the, you know, what you do really makes a big difference at this early stage. Now, what's coming behind us, what you're making possible or what you're facilitating is a better way to put it, is the tidal wave. That's behind us. I'm going to mix my metaphors here so it's going to get a little bit sloppy. But there's a big wave of energy that will follow those of you in the vanguard. And that's what's happening in Europe. These political parties that we're going to be talking about today have been organizing, some of them for more than 20 years. We'll talk about one in Britain, for example, UKIP, the United Kingdom Independence Party. They've been around for more than 20 years, but they haven't had any particular success until recently. And a variety of factors have contributed to that success. One is that Nigel Farage, their leader, is very charismatic and has really appealed to the average Briton as being a regular Joe and one of them. And he's caught fire as a politician in England. But that's a factor. But the big factor behind all of these parties, every one of them that I'm going to talk about, is the dispossession, the reaction by Europeans, white Europeans, is there any other kind, Europeans, to, I like Pat Buchanan's term, European man. Rather than talking about the white race, Pat Buchanan has taken to talking about European man. I think that's a very felicitous phrase, kind of avoids some pitfalls and so on. It's a nice phrase. I hope to use it a little bit, European man. European man is finally reacting in a big way to our dispossession that's been going on for over half a century, certainly since the end of World War II. Here's an article in that vein. Right-wing anti-immigration party leads Labour and the Tories in the UK poll. A controversial right-wing group known as the United Kingdom Independence Party, or UKIP, leads the traditionally dominant Labour and Conservative parties in polling ahead of next week's election of British representatives to the EU's European Parliament. I'm reading this from, this is actually from the, well, they're quoting now, the Independent, you know, the British paper. Yeah. Skip through it a little bit. UKIP has 29% of the vote, ahead of Labour at 26%, and the Conservatives at 23%. And then there's a third globalist party in Britain, the Liberal Democrats, at 10%. So that's 29 for the Patriot Party, represents our views, 26 for Labour, that's the Liberals in England, 23% for the Conservatives, who are the neocons, and the Liberal Democrats, also Liberals, 10%. This poll for The Sun on Sunday also found that 27% of those surveyed thought UKIP was a party with racist views and many racist members. In the United Kingdom, representatives to the European Parliament are elected proportionally by party within 12 voting regions. And let's see here. The Washington Post profiles party leader Nigel Farage, a former commodities trader who has become popular among blue-collar workers, or voters, rather. The Washington Post writes, the party's emergence doesn't just challenge the ruling conservatives who have scrambled to the right on immigration and environmental policies to keep from being outflanked by UKIP. It also threatens to eat into support for Labour, which risks losing the backing of working class voters alienated by the party's progressivism. UKIP's appeals to the Reagan Democrats of Britain are hardly subtle. On one campaign billboard, a dejected worker sits on the curb, a very white worker on the curb with a coin cup at his feet. And then the billboard says, British workers are hit hard by unlimited cheap labor, reads the ad's text. UKIP has not traditionally been this successful in purely domestic elections and doesn't presently hold any seats in the British Parliament proper. Now, they have 9 seats now in the European Parliament. I'm going to scan through here this week's news. on this topic. So we'll be skipping from one European country to another, but the theme is always the same here. This is from a website called The Voice of Russia, and the headline is Europeans tired of multiculturalism look to right-wing parties. And it reads as follows. Even if they won't be celebrating a total victory, right-wing parties will for sure improve their standing in the May 25th elections to the European Parliament. The reason lies in the fact that Europeans are afraid of losing their national identity. Let that one sink in. And then we might see a slightly different Europe as a result. Well, let's remove the adverb slightly. Hopefully a very different Europe. Of course, the European Parliament is by definition a legislative body. It is not an executive branch of power which makes the decisions. Okay, this is not entirely true. This has changed. The European Parliament is now the deciding factor. The Europeans are dissatisfied with lots of things. That last reference was to the European Commission. Which is an executive power agency. But the European Parliament truly does now run the show. The Europeans are dissatisfied with lots of things. For example, there's some grammatical errors here in this. This is a Russian website that's been translated into some awkward English that includes the puppet nature of their leaders. In essence, they depend on Washington's decisions and are forced to follow the line of Washington's geopolitics. One naturally thinks of migration policies at this point. And so the reference there, the Europeans are sick of the American open borders policy. European nations have been following America. America is the leading European nation in the world, by far the largest population. More than double that of Germany, which comes in second. And Russia, of course. Russia comes in second, but Germany comes in third. Russia is also only half of the American European population. One naturally thinks of migration policies at this point. We'll come back to that point in just a minute after these.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report. And we'll be talking about the Austrian Freedom Party in just a moment as we take a European tour here, sort of travel agency program. We're going to go touring around our sister European nations, seeing the revolt against political correctness and against dispossession and capitulation of our sovereignty. That revolt is taking place all over Europe. And, you know, I mentioned that how important in these beginning moments of a pushback your individual efforts are. We're decades behind our European cousins in the area of political organizing. And so there are tenuous little threads from which things hang now. In the near future, we'll be looking at scenes like the one I'm looking at on my screen of the success, the huge success of the Austrian Freedom Party, led by their head, Heinz Christian Strache, and big, colorful tents, thousands and thousands of people, handsome guy, this Heinz Christian Strache. In other words, they found a very charismatic and photogenic leader. So all the trappings of success and about to a near ascension to power are showing in the Austrian Freedom Party. At our little beginning level here, just one of us can make a real difference. And a little while ago, what I was referring to there in that sort of an awkward moment, my power cord on one of my computers. I have an array of computers in front of me here. And there are little threads through which this freedom signal is reaching you, and one of them is the power cord on that particular computer, and I had to, during a break, rush to find that power cord, which I had neglected to put into that computer, but that wire was all we had keeping us going at that moment. and our engineers at Republic Broadcasting, the same applies to them. This is a very, this signal is coming to you through a lot of hard work by a very few people who, and going through a system of wires that is, a slender thread indeed. But what we're hearing about is something that has now grown to be very extensive in Europe. Here's an article from May 15th that makes the point. Let's see, this article I'm taking from the Houston Chronicle. Oh, an American paper. The title is Austria, Populist Freedom Party Strong in EU Vote. Dateline Linz, Austria. The beer has been flowing since early morning. The air is tinged with the smell of bratwurst and cigarette smoke, and the crowd is hyped. Hoots, whistling, and frenetic clapping compete with chants of HC, HC, as the man of the moment bounds onto the stage. And then here's a picture of this handsome young guy, Heinz Christian Strache. The scene is something out of a pop concert, but the beer tent hero is Heinz Christian Strache, head of Austria's populist Freedom Party, AFP, like us. And his message is putting a scare into the country's governing coalition ahead of EU Parliament elections. Despite its Eurosceptic stance, the Freedom Party is only a few percentage points behind the socialists and the conservative, that's called that neoconservative, People's Party in the May 25th race for the EU Parliament seats. I remember we talked about Britain just a moment ago. UKIP, analogous to the Austrian Freedom Party, is in the lead in polling with 29% in Britain. And here we have the Austrian Freedom Party just a few percentage points behind. But keep listening. That's in line with expectations of a generally strong showing of right-leaning populist parties in the EU parliamentary race. I've got George on the line here, just called in. Let me finish a paragraph or two here, and I'm going to go to George. But pollsters also say that if national elections were held now, the Freedom Party would actually win them, a stunning upset of the two establishment parties that have traditionally governed Austria. And I know that's great news to George. George, can you hear me there in Baltimore?
Read you 5x5, James.
Well, thank you, sir. The you know, since we last talked and in the last week, the you know, the news has been great out of Europe. UKIP has pulled into the lead, 29 versus 26 for Labour and 23 for the Conservatives. This is mind-boggling. The Austrian Freedom Party that we're just covering now, we just heard that the polls say they would win if a national election were held right now in Austria. Anyway, I know this is all music to yours. What's on your mind today, George?
James, excellent show and topic. It is edifying to see the success of these patriot parties overseas. And concerning the AFP in America, it's in chronologically the position where all these successful parties in Europe were in the late 60s and the 70s.
Right.
And at that time, like now, what I like about the Freedom Party is behind the scenes in America, there's a lot of jockeying for position right now because, you know, tomorrow's leaders are forming today. Now, America's only one stock market crash away from serious leadership changes and a lot of competition for just who is going to be in charge. And I'm very pleased with the idea of the AFP. I can't wait for it to get bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, if it imitates the UKIP or whoever overseas, I guess my message for the day is let's stay the course and keep it going and grow the party. There are the alternatives are not any better, and certainly it's possible that, you know, there could be even a worse form of government than the one we have now, and it would be imperative for AFP to survive and to prosper.
Well, yes, George, and you know, it's a comforting thought that along the lines of what you're saying there, that we're not alone. That and you know, this is, I mean, this really helps me sleep at night. Is knowing that, you know, in 28 European Union nations, and then a bunch of other nations that are not in the European Union, Switzerland, for instance, has the Swiss People's Party. Our board of directors member Dr. Adrian Krieg has talked about the Swiss People's Party. Adrian is a native Swiss himself. And he, the Swiss have had the brains to not join the European Union. And the Swiss People's Party is actually in a ruling coalition now. They actually are in charge in Switzerland and recently drove through a referendum among the Swiss people closing their borders, which had been open along the with the policies along the lines of the policies of the European Union, even though they're not members. Norway, which has also had the brains to stay out of the European Union, has a Progress Party, which is an anti-immigration, closed borders, national sovereignty party like the American Freedom Party. And they are now actually in a ruling coalition. So, the it's very reassuring, George, to know that we're not alone, that it's not everything rests on our shoulders, that our cousins are doing, you know, carrying the load in their own nations. And what will happen here is that the models, the leaders and the parties that are have the best programs are going to make the biggest strides. All of the parties, good news, all of the patriot parties in Europe are moving forward. All of them are expanding. So there will be a sort of a, use a NASCAR metaphor, my mixed metaphors, we'll be drafting behind these parties. Right now we're at the back at the Indianapolis Speedway, we're at the back of the pack, but we are drafting the pack. So their speed is pulling us along. And we're a very important part of that pack because, as I said earlier, with 200 million Europeans in our nation, we are by far the biggest show in town. We're also 25% of the world's economy, yet we still are, we are that big still. And so this is the richest and the biggest European nation. And so what happens here, it has tremendous impact, for the entire European world. In fact, there's so much influence from America on the rest of the European world. In the article I read just prior to this last one, there was mention of the fact that Europeans are resentful over the open borders policy, which they adopted from America. They're really in Europe. They're really angry at America. And interestingly enough, part of the success of these European Eurosceptic or Patriot parties is a hostility, not to you and I as Americans, but to the American elite that's running Washington. They really are hating what Washington is doing. Its policies of war, its policies of globalism, of exporting jobs, and the most importantly, the American elite, they're not Americans really, the people who have foisted open borders on us in Washington. We've got the music there, George, but if you can hang on, it would be great. And we'll be back after these words, folks.
What's the best source of information on the internet? ANUnews.net. ANUnews.net is regularly updated with the best cross-section of news and views you need to fully understand what's going on in the world and why. ANUnews.net finds the most informative and provocative articles to be found on the internet for you to read. ANUnews.net is your online daily newspaper, an important weapon in the battle to arm Americans with the information they need to defeat the one-worlders and cultural Marxists. Make ANUnews.net a regular part of your internet experience. You'll be glad you did by visiting ANUnews.net.
A to Z Publications is your one-stop source for books written by Dr. Adrian H. Krieg. Dr. Krieg is a Renaissance man whose knowledge of the issues of the day and the needed solutions is unsurpassed. Dr. Krieg has written 13 books, titles such as Rendezvous with the New World Order, Obama's Nightmare Plan, Oz and the New Millennium, and others are available online from A to Z Publications. Go to A to Z Publications and order today. That's the letter A, the number 2, the letter Z, publications.com. Or write A to Z Publications, Post Office Box 110163, Bradenton, Florida, 34211.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Welcome back, folks. I'll give you the call-in number again. This is James Kelso with the American Freedom Party Report. It's 800-313-9443 if you want to join George, who has called in. 800-313-9443. And George, I'm reading this article. I'd like to share a little more of it with you because it expresses the excitement of what's going on. You can't see the visual here, but this Heinz Christian Strache, the leader of the Austrian Freedom Party, is leading a big crowd of people with all the flags and banners and all the trappings of a very successful party with lots of funding. And we just learned that if an election were held today in Austria, it's thought they would win in a national election. And they are going to win big in the European Parliament election coming up. Remember, folks, there's two elections going on here. This may be a little unfamiliar for people. In America, we simply have a Congress and a Senate. In Europe, there are two levels of government. I should have explained this, actually, in an earlier show. You've got your national governments, just like the American government, and they all have generally bicameral legislatures like the U.S. with a Senate and a House, and then they have an executive branch and a judiciary, very, very much like the American model. But in Europe, you have another level of government, which we don't have in America, and that is the European Union. And all the European, 28 of them rather, 28 European nations have joined the European Union. And what they did when they joined, and they are now, the backlash is occurring, they subsumed themselves to a transnational government, which is what the European Union is, that controls their finances, it controls foreign policy and military policy, it controls trade, it controls labor practices, it controls immigration and borders. And the idea was, they came up with various euphemisms for this. One was a United States of Europe. treating the European nations as if they were states in America, and this would create a more powerful Europe that could stand up to America, and so on. Anyway, so what Europeans face on May 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th, in a four-day election, they will be voting for this upper layer of government, this transnational layer, and they all send members based on districts. Each of their countries is divided into districts, and they send MEPs, or members of the European Parliament, and then these people govern from two cities, Brussels in Belgium and Strasbourg in France, and they drive back and forth. Those two cities are very close together. They drive back and forth, kind of like Washington and New York. They drive back and forth holding their legislative sessions of the European Parliament from those two cities. But now, here, look at the excitement here. Here's this big crowd. They're just a little bit behind in Austria, and this is true all over Europe. The party's popularity, the Austrian Freedom Party's popularity, clearly reflects unhappiness with the status quo. And that's hard to explain when son of a gun, exactly what I was talking about a little while ago, you know, a valiant patriot in Austin, Texas, there was, you know, saved our bacon as this thread of wires that connects my voice to you and is getting the patriot message out on this radio network. It depends on, you know, a few people like yourselves to keep this running. And we just had a little technical problem there, and a great engineer just fixed it. We're talking about the Austrian Freedom Party, and they're talking about the fact that Austria has a great deal of prosperity, low unemployment, a big social security benefit net, and so why is there all this dissatisfaction in Austria? You'd think the Austrians would be quite happy. They're very wealthy and take-home pay. Ironically, says this article, that's part of the problem. Many view their country as an island of prosperity threatened by hostile outsiders, Muslim refugees, cheap foreign labor, or Brussels-based bureaucrats looking to strip them from their national identity. That's the key word. While misappropriating their hard-earned money to bail out other EU countries. Domestically, many Austrians are suspicious of big banks, foreign business, and establishment parties that they view as corrupt and unresponsive to the problems of the little man. The Freedom Party knows how to exploit such fears. And Straka is in his element as he works his audience. He calls for, quote, an end to further immigration into our labor market, unquote. And the crowd erupts in approval. This is what's going to happen here in America, folks, when our charismatic Heinz Christian Straka speaks to our American crowds. They erupt in approval. Cheers and hoots greet his claim that some school classes have such a high share of Muslims that, quote, you need a magnifying glass to find the Austrian children, unquote. Isn't that beautiful? Imagine how that's going to work here in America. And we have a guy running for president or running for the, highest offices who says stuff like that. For him and his fans, and the American Freedom Party is going to bring you that version of the Austrian Freedom Party man, for him and his fans, taxes are too high and unjust, the work of a government of robber barons. That's his term. A proposed free trade pact between the United States and the EU is, quote, from Heinz Christian Strache, a, quote, crime that our children and grandchildren will have to pay for, unquote. And faced with EU attempts to, quote, homogenize Europe, unquote, his party is alone in, quote, fighting to keep our sovereignty, our culture, and our identity, unquote. And there it is, folks. Those are the phrases and the ideas that are winning the hearts and minds of Europeans. And they will win the hearts and minds of Americans in precisely the same way, because we are precisely the same people. I'm one quarter German myself, so the blood of Heinz Christian Strache and his people flows in my veins, as does the European blood of your ancestors in yours. And we are the same people. Drenched in sweat and hoarse from shouting, Strache is mobbed at the end of his hour-long speech. Now just translate all of this into American terms, because it's coming to a theater near you. It's coming to America. Drenched in sweat and hoarse from shouting, Strache is mobbed at the end of his hour-long speech. Asked what makes his party so popular, he fixes unflinchingly stern blue eyes on a reporter. Quote, our honesty, our down-to-earthness, our heart, and our character, unquote, he says. Many in the beer tent agree. And then here's some quotes from folks here interviewed by, this is in the Houston Chronicle, by the way, this article. Quote, he's the only Austrian where one gets the feeling that he honestly cares for our nation, says Angela Lang, 73. For Franz Gilman, 77, quote, the other parties are not Austrian. While Strache is honest and he makes a case for Austria. But the explanation for his popularity is more complex, writes the Houston Chronicle. Freedom Party campaign posters proclaim, quote, too much EU is dumb, unquote, and demand that Turkey be kept out of the European Union. We've talked about that on the show, how critical it is to keep Turkey out of the EU, a nation of more than 80 million people, not European. But political analyst Peter, we've got the music here. I'm going to come back to this great article on the Austrian Freedom Party, as we talk about the American Freedom Party.
With financial uncertainty,